The recordings that got Donald Sterling into this trouble were first posted by the gossip website TMZ. Sterling's racist remarks were captured on tape during a seemingly private discussion. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik explores whether a man who holds such widely despised views nevertheless deserves protection.
The truth is, you can't forget what you've heard with your own ears. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver acknowledged as much at yesterday's press conference, the one at which he banned Sterling from the league for life for his remarks on race.
Jovian with Fox News, the Kelly File. Should someone lose their team for remarks shared in private? Is this a slippery slope?
Whether or not these remarks were initially shared in private, they are now public, and they represent his views.
And that was it. On to the next question.
Fifth row in the middle, Tim.
In the audio, the Clippers owner was beseeching his friend, a much younger woman that his wife alleges is his mistress. Sterling doesn't use any racial epithets, but it's just as hateful. He begs her not to post pictures of black men on Instagram or bring them to Clippers games. The woman at the center of this is named V. Stiviano. The law firm representing her tells NPR she has no romantic involvement with Sterling and that he agreed to her taping their exchanges, but it sure seemed like a conversation between intimates. It was said to be held at the home Sterling bought Viviano.
I'll find a girl that will do what I want. Believe me, I thought you were that girl, because I try to do what you want.
When does newsworthiness trump privacy? Is nothing private anymore?
That's broadcast journalist Al Tompkins. He now teaches ethics at the Poynter Institute, a journalism school in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Whether you're not at all public or you're the president of the United States, does this mean that everything you say is potentially reportable on TV, on radio, online? What about in your home?
Under California law, all parties involved have to consent to their private remarks being recorded, even bigots. If Sterling knew he was being recorded, Tompkins says, he should have known his remarks could become public. Yet, Tompkins says journalists should think hard before publishing such private material. No such ethical torment for the sports gossip and news site Deadspin.
Well, none. None, really. I mean, the distinction we make is almost entirely what we find compelling or not.
That's Deadspin editor-in-chief Tommy Craggs. The site posted its own extended version of the Sterling audio.
This is Donald Sterling expressing a round and very ugly worldview that we've known about for a long time. You know, this wasn't just off the cuff. This is what he believes.
TMZ has not explained anything about its decision to post that audio or how it was obtained, so there are a lot of questions about its source and the legality of the recording that are hard to answer. Deadspin did pay a source Craggs would not identify, and he says that it did not acquire the audio from Stiviano or her representatives. But Craggs says Sterling's private remarks echo previous allegations of racism. A former NBA star-turned-Clippers executive sued Sterling, unsuccessfully, for racial harassment. Sterling also settled a federal housing racial bias lawsuit, but did not admit wrongdoing. Poynter's Al Tompkins says that history doesn't erase the ethical quandary.
We find ourselves in the uncomfortable position of saying, but wait a minute, doesn't he have the right to say what he believes, no matter how reprehensible, without fear of somebody recording it and putting it online? If he's not saying it in public, if he's just saying it to his girlfriend? So where does this leave us?
It leaves us all chasing the story. The websites that posted the audio, the reporters following on their heels, and the millions upon millions of us that have clicked on their stories and turned on their programs. David Folkenflik, NPR News.